You can likely work out ways to introduce mechanical drop sets at home for your other body parts, working around the weights you have. There are all manner of things you can do to make your exercises that little bit easier or harder, and simply descending through these with no break will be enough to punish the muscle hard. For biceps, as mentioned, you can go from curls to hammer curls to isometric holds to pull-ups. For lats, you could progress from weighted pull-ups to pull-ups to assisted pull-ups. But what if you want to train the legs? Well, things get a little more difficult here, so let's take a look at some ways around this challenging aspect of working out from home. Using body weight, there are a few things you can do to train your legs. You, of course, have the regular squats, lunges, and calf raises. However, these are likely not to be enough on their own to stimulate real growth. In order to do this, you need to make sure you're involving the fast twitch muscle fibers. But your legs carry your body all day, so how do you make this harder? One answer is just to get explosive. You see, your body doesn't see any difference between weight and acceleration. As far as your body is concerned, the exact same process is involved in moving something quickly as it is involved in moving something heavy. So instead of lifting a heavy weight with a squat, you can jump onto a box. This will require activation of the fast twitch muscle fiber in just the same way to explode you upward. If you don't have a box to perform box jumps, then try jumping squats, and these simply involve squatting and then adding a short jump at the top of the movement. It's perfect for building a little more power. Another option is jump lunges, where you switch lunge in midair before landing. The calf jump is one of my favorites. Here, you jump by using only your tiptoes and not by bending your leg. This is also a great practice for building better jump height. Alternatively, you can increase the challenge with body weight by increasing the relative force that you're exerting on each leg. Now, the obvious way to do this? Well, stand on one leg. That way, you can perform one-legged squats and calf raises. The easier way to do this, though, is simply to add weight using dumbbells and kettlebells. This way, you can mimic many of the big compound lifts from the comfort of your home with no need to invest in a barbell or a squat rack. So one example of this would be to perform dumbbell clean and presses. Simply place a dumbbell by either side of you on the floor, then squat down to the weights to pick them up, then stand up with them, curl them to your upper chest or shoulder, and then press them up over your head. Likewise, you can perform lunges while holding dumbbells in either arm. Or, to make it more of a challenging whole body workout, try holding the dumbbells over your head extended with fully straight arms. Using a kettlebell, meanwhile, you can start training in a manner very similar to training with a barbell. A kettlebell is a large round weight with a single handle protruding from the top. You can grab this handle with one or both hands and then pull it up or swing it into position. You can also hold the kettlebell by the base with both hands in a sort of a bear hug-like manner. And this can allow you to perform what's known as a goblet squat, where you squat with the weight resting across your upper chest. This move slightly moves the pressure compared with a regular squat. So now you're working the quads slightly more than usual and the hamstrings slightly less than usual. One of the best moves by far for leg training at home, though, is the kettlebell swing. Here, you grab the kettlebell in both hands and then stand with your legs slightly apart and the weight hanging directly down in front of you between them. The object now is to swing the weight behind and through your legs and then up in front of you with straight arms. But you're not going to do this using your arms. Instead, you're going to do it by squatting down and then standing up and thrusting your hips slightly forward. The momentum alone causes the heavy weight to swing up, and then you squat back down as the weight comes down from the force of gravity. You don't break the momentum. You simply allow the weight to swing through your legs behind you and then thrust back upwards. Check out videos online to see how this works. As you can see, there are plenty of great ways you can train your legs at home, so you don't need to spend a fortune on a squat rack.